What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 103. All right, so this is actually going to be another solo episode. We had a guy who was scheduled to be on the podcast this week and ended up having some other business stuff come up, and so we're going to have to get that rescheduled. But the good news is that I am fired up to talk with you today. I hope you all like this one. Like I said, a lot of weird stuff going on kind of got me a little fired up, so I'm definitely excited for you to check this one out. Also, too, if you haven't yet, make sure, I know a lot of you guys, you go out there, you drink your Black Rifle Coffee, and if you're going to do it anyways, you might as well get a 20% discount, right? So when you go to blackriflecoffee.com, you go to check out, there's a little promo box there, put in the Primal King promo code. So you just, again, on the little promo code box there, just enter in Primal King, and it's going to save you some money. Hey, it's going to help me out a little bit as well, right? It's always cool getting some new advertisers, new people on board. Black Rifle Coffee is an awesome company. Again, the guy who started it grew up a couple hours away from me, so it's kind of a local deal too. Also, as well, like I mentioned before, it may not go great with coffee, but it will go great later in the day after you've had your coffee, which is you got to get to crossomeats.com. You got to make sure you're subscribed. The subscriptions actually have been going crazy, and so I told you guys a couple weeks ago, that's one of the big things that I wanted in this business was to get our subscribers way up. That's been happening. And so each and every one of you that subscribe to the monthly service of getting our meat on a monthly basis, thank you so much. I love it. Anybody who purchases anything, I love you as well. But get subscribed. Go to crossomeats.com. Do it now. Get subscribed. We're almost always sold out now. The only way to guarantee that you're ever going to be able to try this amazingness is if you are subscribed. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. Welcome back, everybody, to what is actually going to be another solo episode. As what sometimes happens, people's schedules gets mixed up, however you want to put it. And my guest that was going to be on this week actually ended up in a partnership with an NBA star and ended up having to kind of leave last minute. So, hey, I understand things like that happen. So the good news is that that means, hey, we get back-to-back solo episodes. How cool, right? Now, The cool thing about being able to do a solo episode this week is that it actually is the 2-year anniversary, almost to the day of when I walked away from my previous job, which from there spurred the podcast, and there spurred like our meat business with Crosso Meats and so many other things that have really transpired from there. Now, one of the themes that has really been going through my head a lot, and it kind of ties into this 2-year anniversary, is this, I don't know, it just kind of keeps coming to me, which is this stops when I say it stops. This stops when we say it stops. So right now, there are a lot of really crazy things going on in the world. And I feel like every time I talk with you, like more and more crazy stuff has seemed to happen. It goes from, you know, lockdowns and now like all types of mandates. And now there's like the vaccine debates and, you know, trying to force people to get them and everything else. And I really believe whether it's stuff from governments or it's stuff in your personal life, really it always comes back to like, it stops when I say it stops. It stops when maybe collectively we say it stops. So one of the big things is that people are always wondering like, what do we do? What do we do? Well, all of this stuff stops when we say it stops. Like literally, if there are a handful of people trying to make laws that violate what you believe, like, those laws don't matter if we say they don't matter. It's really that simple. Now, I like when it comes to the vaccine and mandating the vaccines and everything else, like I don't even want to get into that debate. But the way I view it is that I'm always like, I'm going to try to err on the side of freedom, right? Like freedom to do what you want with your body. And so it's like, if all of these vaccine mandates come out, guess what? Like if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. Like that's how this stops. Oh, my boss is going to force me to get vaccinated, so I have to do it, or I'm going to lose my job. Then lose your job. And don't just lose your job, but like talk to all the other people in your company and tell them that they also you know, you guys could kind of come together. And if everybody is like, we're not doing this, then their business will fold. And that's where I think I get so frustrated with all of this stuff, is you have so many people sitting back just saying like, well, I have to do it. No, you don't have to do it. In fact, like if you don't do the things that you don't want to do, then that's how it finally stops. And this goes down like to literally every part of your life. If you're being forced to do something that you don't want to do, you'll continue doing it unless you decide that it stops when you say it stops. And I feel like we've just become weak. Like I don't know how else to put it. Like we've become so like mentally weak and I mean physically weak. Like I heard some stats the other day that was talking about like the average grip strength in the last 40 years for a male has gone down like 30%. That's insane to me. That means not only are we mentally getting weaker, we're physically getting weaker. Like we don't have, especially men, I don't know how it works for women. I haven't seen any stats on that, but it's like we're actually physically getting weaker right now. And we're mentally, I mean, all you got to do is just look around and you can tell that we're obviously much, much mentally weaker than we were, you know, like maybe our grandparents' generation or something like that, right? Like they had a lot of real hardships to deal with. Our hardships now, well, up until now, which is getting even crazier, but, you know, really over the past 20 years, a lot of our hardships have been kind of self-induced hardships, right? You know, eating too much, not working out, like, I don't know. Anyways, so this is something, though, that I hope it can kind of shine through, because there's a personal component to this, I believe, and then I also believe there's kind of like a collective component to this. So do you know what usually happens when people who are morbidly obese lose a bunch of weight? They usually finally say, this stops when I say it stops. Me gaining weight, it stops when I finally commit to saying that I'm not going to gain any weight anymore. I know for me, like over the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 months, when I really started getting serious about what I was putting in my body from a food standpoint, right? From what I was eating. Because I remember sitting there thinking like, okay, I'm working out, I'm doing all these things, but I'm just not really eating right and I'm not losing weight. And it's like, okay, like this whole weight thing, like it stops when I say it stops. Like I have to get clear and committed into losing this weight if that's what I want to do. And so it was like, okay, like this eating like garbage, this stops when I say it stops. No one else is going to come save me. No one else is going to, you know, it doesn't matter which weight loss program I follow. None of this matters if I don't like make the decision and say that this stops now. Eating the junk stops now. You know, sitting down at 10 o'clock at night and having a freaking huge bowl of ice cream, like that stops now. And if I do stay committed to that, then guess what? The changes will happen. It's just like with all the stuff that's going on, like the crazy stuff with the government right now. Like mandates only go so far as people who are willing to accept those. And that again is where I come back to this notion of this is insanity to me. Again, like wherever you fall on the vaccine, whether you've been vaccinated, whether you haven't, like I really don't care about that. The fact that there is, you know, a group of people who essentially rule over the rest of us saying that we are going to force you in order for you to be a productive citizen in this country and to keep your job, at least if you're at a larger employer, we are going to dictate to you that you must put something in your body that you may or may not want to do. Like that is insanity to me. But what is even worse than that is the amount of people who will line up and get the shot because of the fact that they've been quote unquote mandated. So again, I come back to this. It stops when we say it stops. Just like every major change in your life that has you, you know, addicted and things like that. Like there's lots of 12-step programs and there's lots of ways to get off of drugs, right? Like there's lots of things that can absolutely help you. But it stops when you say it stops. The drug use, it stops when you say it stops. Not when mom does, not when dad does, not when friend, spouse, whoever. Like this stuff stops when you say it stops. And that's it. But I think that so many of us now, we're always waiting for somebody else to validate us. We're always waiting for somebody else to tell us what to do or how to live or things like that. I mean, there's a reason why we live in the age of influencers, right? I mean, just think about it. We call these people influencers. Why? Because they are influencing us. Now, I know there's so many of us that are like, they don't influence me. BS. Do you know that like there's been studies done on the people that you hang out with? Now, hanging out with people has changed, right? It's changed a lot in the last even 10 years. hanging out with people used to be the people that you actually went out and, I don't know, went to the movies or went to the mall, or the people that you had spend the night maybe when you were a kid. Like, now it's different because now we hang out, quote unquote, with people that we follow online. In fact, a lot of times, depending on who you're following, you might be actually consuming more of their content and, again, quote unquote, hanging out with them more than you are your actual real friends, right? Like the people you know in real life. And so, again, coming back to this influencer side of things, the reason why these influencers are so big and so massive and they get paid millions of dollars to pitch you these products and everything else is because they know that they can influence you. And so it's almost like we're being programmed to like be influenced by other people. Where at the end of the day, like I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, maybe I am wrong, but I feel like if people were to take a big deep breath, right? Just, right? Like take a big deep breath and they were to be like, okay, there are people in our government here in the US and all around the world who are saying, I have to put something into my body that I don't want to in order for me to be able to earn a living to provide for my family. That doesn't sit right. I mean, I think again, like if we were to take a deep breath and we were to be level-headed, regardless of what your stance is on a vaccine, whether you've had it, whether you haven't, if you were to take a big deep breath and be like, there's somebody outside of myself telling me to inject something into my arm that I maybe don't want to get, right? Like, if you just say it out loud, it's like, yeah, that seems kind of crazy, right? They're not mandating that I stop eating, you know, at McDonald's. They're not mandating that I stop eating ice cream. They're mandating, though, that I do take a vaccine to save the vaccinated people from a virus that may or may not be all that effective against stopping. Like, we could get into all of that. I don't even want to go down that path. So this stuff stops when we say it does. We don't really get together and just like, if people just simply stuck together, all of the people who have that similar mindset of me, at least, if they said, I don't think it's right for anybody to tell me I have to take anything, it would stop. Why would it stop? Because ultimately, if these companies that are enforcing this, or this government that's enforcing the, or, you know, mandating that the companies enforce this, if all of a sudden, if Coca-Cola lost half of their workforce overnight, you don't think something would change, right? Like if American Airlines or one of these big airline companies all of a sudden had half of the amount of pilots and half of the amount of stewardess on their flights, guess what would happen? Havoc. It would create havoc. All because people simply said this stops when we say it stops. Just like with weight loss. I know for me personally, right? Like over the last, what, 6-7 months, I've dropped about 30 pounds, about maybe 35 pounds. And a big part of it was because there was finally a day to where it's like, you know what? This stops, like me being overweight stops when I say it stops. Not when I talk about it, not when I think about it, but when I actually commit to being like, it stops when I say it stops, then it did stop. It was weird. It was like, I just started eating better. And I made the commitment to like, I'm going to see this through and see what happens. And then it was like, I would get on the scale and be like, wow, I just lost 6 pounds. And then like a week later, be like, wow, I just lost like another 4 pounds. And then like another couple of weeks later, it was like, dang, I'm down like 15 pounds. And then a few months go by, it's like, wow, I'm down like 30 pounds. And now I get on there, it's like, wow, I haven't weighed this much since I was in high school, right? Like I graduated at like the same weight that I'm at right now. Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. But it all came back to the decision to being like, this stops when I say it stops. This being overweight stops when I say it stops. And maybe some of you have had this, right? Like maybe you've been working a job and you complain about it and you come home and you gripe to your wife or to your husband about how bad your job is and blah, blah, blah. Like you go on and, but every morning you get up and you go to work and you do the same thing again. You put one foot in front of the other and you go in, you be a good little soldier, but then it's like, it never stops. Why? Because you didn't make it stop. You didn't make the commitment, right? And this happens to all of us. Right? Like there's years to where I would like try all these diets and do all this different stuff. And, but it was never like, I never came to the point to where I like totally got clarity on, okay, all of this bad eating, like it stops when I say it stops, right? Like this job that I'm working at 2 years ago, again, almost to the day when I walked away from ClickFunnels, it was like, I had a good job, but it was like, I knew I wanted to do all these other things. And I knew that for a year before I even quit. You know, like it was like every day it would be, I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to be in this job anymore. I want to do this and I want to do that. And I want to start a podcast and I want to do this and I want to do all these other things, but I don't really feel like I can do that while I'm tied to this company. And maybe it's a conflict of interest. And, you know, maybe I'll get fired because I'm putting opinions out there that aren't popular, or maybe they're considered polarizing, or some of the posts that I put out are polarizing or something like that. Like, I don't want to have to worry about that. And it's like, well, this job, you know, it's pretty simple. Like, it stops when I say it stops. I don't have to go to work, right? Like, I may want to. It may be more comfortable for me to go to work because I have health insurance and I have a retirement and I have a really good salary and all of this stuff. Like, but at the end of the day, it always comes back to this. All of that stops when I say it stops. And just for you as well, any of the problems that you may be going through right now, most of those problems, if you're completely and totally honest with yourself, they would stop if you say they stop. I know tons, you know, I know people that are just always in drama, right? Like, no matter where they go, it's just like drama is there. And it's like, you know what? That drama would stop if you say it stops, because you would stop putting yourself in situations that cause all of this drama. Weight loss, same thing. Like I mentioned, right? Jobs, bad jobs. It stops when you say it stops, right? And sometimes, like, you have to put your foot down, not knowing what exactly the consequence will be of that. Like, if a bunch of people maybe got together and said that we're not taking this vaccine, no matter what, like, whatever may happen, like, we're not going to take it, you may lose your job. You very well may lose your job, and it may put your financial future in jeopardy. But you know what? This stuff will not stop unless we say it stops. And that with any freedom comes responsibility, right? So we may have the freedom to refuse the vaccine, but the responsibility of that may mean that we can't get a job at certain places that we want to work. And so what you have to do is you have to decide what's the most important thing for you. And for me, the harder these mandates get pushed on me, the more I resist. That's me personally, right? Like, I talked about this a little bit last week. Like, I've tried to remain open-minded with the vaccine, and I see some of the stats. And, like, for me personally, I just haven't been convinced that it's worth it for me, because I've already had COVID. You know, I've gone through that process. I have the antibodies. Like, scientifically, from the research I've done, it doesn't make sense for me to get vaccinated. So the more that they push it on me, the more I'm like, why are we doing this? Why are we pushing so hard? Right. And so then for me, it's like, okay, what if I don't get vaccinated? And the next step to this is that you can't go into a grocery store. Because the truth is that, like, if right now, if not being vaccinated is a danger to your workplace, what's to say that it's not a danger to where you shop? Because of course people gather in shopping centers, right? In grocery stores. So is that the next step of this? Like, when will people say this stops when we say it stops? This ends when we say it's over. Like, when will it be? Will it be the grocery store? But the good thing for me, guys, and the reason why I feel so convicted in what I'm telling you, isn't because I think that COVID is a scam. Like I said before, like, I have a family member, an aunt, who died from it. I know it's real. I know it's real. And I know for certain people, it hits them really, really hard. So again, like, two things can be true. I can know that COVID is real, and I can also believe that it's not right for someone to mandate that I put something in my body. Like, two things, again, can be true. We forget that as a society, I believe, a lot of times. Like, you can understand that, hey, COVID sucks and it really hits people hard. But also, I can also be in the position that I'm in and think that a vaccine isn't right for me. So I want to be very clear. Like, I'm not one of these people that think that COVID isn't real. Like, I know it's real. And if you don't believe it's real, you probably need to have your head examined. It is real. Now, the extent of it and how we combat it, like, those things are all, I believe, perfectly logical things to debate. But again, like, coming all the way back around to this topic, what I would love for everybody to do is to get to the point to where you can make up your mind about something and then stop the things that you believe are holding you back. Again, if that has to do with weight loss, like, if you're serious about losing weight, I can tell you this from experience now. Like, it's really very simple. It starts with a decision, and then you have to follow through with the responsibilities that come from that, right? Again, like, I have the freedom to eat much better food and get off the sugar and all that type of stuff. But also, kind of the responsibility that comes with that freedom or making that choice is that now all of a sudden, like, I have to kind of see what I'm eating. Like, I might have to look at the back of labels and stuff like that, make sure it's not packed full of sugar that I didn't know of. There's sugar in all kinds of stuff, like bacon. Can't believe how much sugar is in bacon. That's crazy to me, and a lot of it at least. But total side note there, which is unfortunate. But anyways, like so many of these things, if you have a bad job, like it stops when you say it stops. If they start rolling out all of these vaccine mandates and you don't agree with it, that stops when we say it stops. It's one thing for us to post about it on social media. It's another thing to live it and to live with the consequences of those decisions. That might mean that we lose jobs. That might mean that we have to pull our kids out of school and homeschool. I'm like, I don't know where this goes. Every time I think like, they finally push far enough, people will wake up and kind of be like, all right, we need to chill out a little bit. And then it's like, nope, we're going to keep going. And a big reason for that is because people haven't actually stood up and said, nope, it stops here. That's it. Okay, it's one thing when you made my kid wear a mask all day in school every day, wasn't thrilled about it, but hey, you know, if it helps, maybe we'll do it. But now when it comes to the fact of like schools mandating this new vaccine that has not been tested long-term, I don't care what anybody says, we don't know the long-term effects of it yet, there's no way that we can. All the other vaccines, they've had decades and decades and decades of history. We pretty well can know what's going to happen on those vaccines, right? So this again is different. But again, like where does it end? Does it end at a mask for you? Does it end at a vaccine for you? Does it end at being 100 pounds overweight? Does it end at being in a bad job for 20 years? Like, when is it in your own life that you will say it stops now? And you can be decisive and you can follow through on it, because that is where the results come. Again, like we all say the vaccine mandates stop, they'll stop tomorrow. They will stop tomorrow if enough people just are like, nope, not going into work. Not going into work because I know that they mandate a vaccine and I will not do it. And maybe someone else will have your job in a day, but if enough people band together, it will stop. Just like in weight loss, just like if you have a bad job, just like in a bad relationship, just like in so many other areas of our life, like this stuff stops when we say it stops and not a minute sooner than that. Or we all just go along with it. And we're like that herd of sheep that goes right over the cliff. Because the first one went over, the second one went over, and we're just staring at the butt in front of us, right? Just like a bunch of sheep. I'm not calling you a sheep if you got vaccinated. I'm calling you a sheep if you disagree with the mandates and you're not willing to stand up. If you got the vaccine and you believe that's best for your health, I will never, ever condemn you for that. I will never disrespect you over it. On the flip side of that, the thing that drives me nuts is when I see people who are so convicted of something until it actually threatens their livelihood. Right? Like if you're convicted that you do not want to get the vaccine until your boss tells you you have to and you fold like a lawn chair, I don't like it. I don't like it. So anyways, guys, remember this. It stops when we say it stops. Just like in your own life, it stops when you say it stops. All right. Get out there. Be brave. Be bold. We'll talk to you next week.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.